This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So we found out last week that the FBI did spy on Donald Trump. And here's what's most interesting about the story. The New York Times is the one who actually reported it. They've been revealing, little by little, the role that they've played in all of this. And if you're astute, if you're really watching this, you have to be asking yourself, why are they doing this all of a sudden? Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Suddenly we're seeing a lot of leaks about how this all came about, and they've used the word spies. And here's what I think. I think the New York Times understands that trouble lies ahead for them, and they're attempting to now mitigate, knowing that the FBI planted multiple spies in the Trump campaign. And here's what they wrote. And by the way, this is old news, but we're Sports Illustrated. So the game's been played. We're just analyzing it. But here's what they said. The conversation at a London bar in September of 2016 took a strange turn when the woman sitting across from George Papadopoulos, a Trump campaign advisor, asked a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? The woman had set up the meeting to discuss foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant, according to people familiar with the operation. This is according to Democrats who know that they attempted a coup against President Trump, and now it's backfired. And we're going to talk a lot about it today because, let me tell you, there's a lot going on with this conversation. So I'll stop there for now because that's only one of the things that I want to cover today. There's a ton of other stuff going on out there. O'Rourke, talk about showing desperation in his campaign. We got a little bit about that. And the funny part about this is it's so – and you're – I don't want to say you're fortunate. I'm glad you're here listening, and I'm fortunate to have you. But it's fortunate when you get a story that shows you how the fake news works and how that cycle goes. And this story with O'Rourke is amazing. And I don't know that it's you know, newsworthy in the sense of, you know, O'Rourke, blah, 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 blah. Because essentially – it says that his polling, he can beat President Trump. But that's not the story. I mean, there is a story there, but it's too laughable to make it, you know, make it radio worthy. But the story underneath that is worth hanging on to, so we'll get to that in just a bit as well. And there was another poll that was published about how the Democrats would fare against President Trump. There are now 21 Democrats. Now, I did a radio show the other day. There were 20, and I said the Democrats appear to be using this strategy that they're going to limit the number of people now who can be in the race. They're going to cap it. And then as I was saying that, the radio host, who's a friend of mine, said, Kevin, there's one more that just got added, a senator from somewhere. So it's 21. But here, my treatment, you know, I still say this. Well, the 21, if you're a Johnny Come Lately now, you're toast. And all the people who could actually win the nomination against the standard, you know, Democrat buffoons are not even in the race. But anyway, if you've got these 21 people, they still are now pushing everything towards Biden. And the president sees it. He actually, there was a quote about it. I don't know if we have the clip. Do we have the clip of him? Because he essentially said they want silly, stupid Joe Biden or sleepy Joe Biden. I think we do. Let's play that clip.
And Trump and Joe Biden already trading blows in what could be a preview of a 2020 showdown. President Trump going after the former VP on Twitter saying, quote, the media, fake news, is pushing Sleepy Joe hard. Funny. I'm only here because of Biden and Obama. They didn't do the job. And now you have Trump, who is getting it done big time, end quote. Meanwhile, Biden hitting back during his first campaign rally in Pittsburgh just moments ago.
I make no apologies. I am a union man. Period.
folks, if I'm going to be able to beat Donald Trump in 2020, it's going to happen here.
This comes amid a new report that may explain why Biden's 2020 run hasn't been endorsed by President Obama. According to a new report, Obama tried to talk Biden out of running in 2016 because he thought Hillary Clinton was more electable.
Too funny. What do I say after that? It's just too funny. Anyway, here was the point I was making. The Democrats are putting their eggs in the Biden basket. That's what they're doing. They're putting their eggs in the Biden basket. And so they're going to start limiting the number of people. Now, this other guy got in the race, but I still believe that my theory holds. So they limit the number of people, and suddenly they'll start choking off the financing. So these people won't be able to raise any money. And it'll start shifting over to Biden because he's going to need it. But Biden, let me tell you, he's not ready for prime time. He's not ready for a long-haul race. You should be it doesn't matter who runs. I mean, I'm not going to say, thank your lucky stars, it's Biden. Thank your lucky stars, it's any of them. And for the record, just so I can trigger a few of you leftists that listen to the program, Barack Obama would get his black butt kicked as well if he ran against Trump this year or in 2020. He cannot beat Trump. He couldn't have beaten Trump in 2016, and he can't beat Trump in 2020. There is not a Democrat who's been born, who walks on the planet today, who can beat Donald Trump. It's that simple. Now, there are a lot of Republicans or so-called Republicans and conservatives who get triggered when I say that, because Trump's still not their guy. Well, you know what? If Trump's not your guy by this point, you need to just get out of the party. You need to get out of the game. Don't even sit on the bench. Take your gear and go home, because you're not in the game. You're not playing. You're here, I don't know, to show off your uniform. I don't know, because you told some dude or some girl that, you know, you're going to be in this, that you're playing in the game, and you know, I don't know what your deal is. But you're not part of this. You're not part of the team. And I'm not trying to come down on you. I'm not being mean-spirited. I'm just saying, get out. Leave it to the people who are here to play. Because you can't do much better than Donald Trump. Don't misunderstand me. You can disagree on a policy here or there. You can disagree on a tact here or there. I don't agree with anything Trump says. And I don't understand sometimes his long game. Sometimes I don't understand his short game. But what I will tell you is, I trust him in the long run, that he's trying to do what's best, and he's navigating the minefields, and there are so many of them in D.C. Let's give the guy a shot. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, we got a lot more to talk about. We shall return.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
FBI spied on Donald Trump. What's the lady's name? Azra Turk. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. New York Times, CYA, cover that bootay. And the reason is they know they're in big trouble. That's what I say. 844-551-8255. You following this? Happened last week. Didn't break on a Friday. It broke on Thursday. I didn't talk about it Friday. Wanted to find out a little bit more detail. Plus, we just had some other things I wanted to talk about. But this is going to be in the news. It's not going away. They went on to write, the American government's affiliation with this woman, who said her name is Azra Turk, is one previously unreported detail of an operation that has become a political flashpoint in the face of accusations by President Trump and his allies that American law enforcement and intelligence officers spied on his campaign to undermine his electoral chances. Last year, he called it Spygate. Well, this year, it's still called Spygate. And what was funny, remember the Democrats weren't using the word spy. They were using the word surveillance. And I don't know if you can recall this, but it hasn't been that long ago. Comey who hasn't been tweeting from the, you know, from the woods of Oregon or looking at the Yosemite or whatever, he hasn't tweeted, you know, hey, listen, we had an official warrant from the courts in order to surveil the president. And you want to know why? Because everybody knows that is a BS warrant that they got. The FISA warrant was BS. Hey, I swear, I talk about this stuff, and it drives me crazy because I say to myself, we all know what's happening here. We all know what's happening. It sounds so redundant to me that I come on here every single... I mean, there's plenty to talk about, but it's redundant. We know they spied on Trump. They planted people in the campaign. They set up Papadopoulos, who, by the way, did nothing. He did nothing. Why do you think he got a slap on the wrist? The dude served a week in jail or something and got a $2,000 fine or something outrageous. Flynn did nothing. They were listening and eavesdropping and all this stuff, supposedly with looking for information about the Russians, and they still to this day have nothing related to this campaign and the Russians. Nothing. As Barack Obama would say, not a scintilla of evidence. Yet, we find ourselves now trying to find Azra Turk. I Googled Azra Turk and couldn't find anything on Azra Turk. It tells me that the name probably is an alias. The name doesn't really exist within the FBI. The person exists. Oh, it is a very real person who posed as Azra Turk. And maybe Papadopoulos can explain, give us a depiction, maybe get a police sketch artist to draw who this person is so we can find out who it really is. But this person is on vacation somewhere waiting for a real investigative journalist to tell us who's the real identity of this spy in the Trump campaign. And if what they should be doing right now is they should be subpoenaing, is that the right way to say it? Subpoenaing this woman, Azra Turk, to come testify before the House committee so she can explain exactly what her role was. Have you heard Adam Schiff or Jerry Nadler or anybody from the left say, we need to bring this Azra Turk in? What the New York Times has said, how do they put it? Something along the lines of, it is now, we now have a, well, I want to get it exactly right. They said, the woman sitting across from George Papadopoulos, a Trump advisor, asked a direct question. Was the Trump campaign working with Russia? The woman had set up a meeting to discuss foreign policy issues, but she was actually a government investigator posing as a research assistant, according to people familiar with the operation. Really? She was a spy, and they used the word spy. They didn't say surveilled and all this other stuff, the language that these other people had been using, because that's what it was. And I know, folks, I'm going to always try to touch your emotion here. The emotion you have that says, Kevin, when are we going to get justice? I don't have an answer for you, but I know it's coming, and it's coming quicker than you think. And I know what seems like a long time in politics is not. We're talking a 2-year period. A 2-year period in the most egregious attempt at a coup. I think the first ever coup attempt of this type in the history of this country. You can't even say Watergate. Nixon was just listening in on the Democrats. He was listening for strategy. These guys were doing more than listening for strategy. They set in motion all the things it took to bring down this republic, to make it rotten to its core. And they proved that that's exactly where we are. They say, the decision to use Ms. Turk in the operation aimed at a presidential campaign official shows the level of alarm. I love this part. The level of alarm inside the FBI during a frantic period when the Bureau was trying to determine the scope of Russia's attempts to disrupt the 2016 election, but could also give ammunition to Mr. Trump and his allies for their spying claims. It's rare that the New York Times even gives you the other side of this. Now, what's funny is how they justify the FBI's spying attempt. During the frantic period when the Bureau was, what? Trying to determine the scope of Russia's attempt to disrupt the 2016 election? No. No. That was not the case. What they were doing was they were spying on Donald Trump in an attempt to get him impeached. That's what they were doing. They weren't trying to determine Russia's attempts to disrupt the 2016 elections. Just drop the cover. Come on, leftists. We know you weren't trying to do that. That is the last of your worries. If Russia was spying, were doing what they were doing in order, and they felt like it was to get Hillary Clinton elected, which they knew the thing, the whole story was made up. And this is where the conspiracy of this really is going to become clear. The media knew this wasn't the case. The Times had enough information, and this is where they, I'm going to tell you, New York Times, I'm giving you the secret decoder ring. You had it will be proven at some point. You had enough information to know all of this was bogus, and yet you still went on with this idea that it could be to stop the Russians. Barack Obama had said literally a year before all this began, what's Trump worried about the Russians? He just needs to move on and start trying to get elected. You know, let the chips fall where they may. And even after saying that, that's because Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton are more connected to the Russians than anybody. So the idea that they can fool somebody and make them believe that, oh, this is what's going on, is nonsense. So now it's in Horowitz's hand. Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General. I've done a little bit of research on him. I'm not sure what Horowitz is about, but I'm telling you something. If he does his job, if we really have a republic that believes in the rule of law, as Rosenstein alluded to while he was bailing out, then He's got to be looking into the wrongdoing by the FBI. He knows that the Obama administration attempted a coup, and the only thing he could try to do is to pull a Comey and try to mitigate the crimes of Hillary Clinton and many others, because there's no way you can cover up this coup attempt. The only hope is that he can prevent mass incarcerations, and they're willing to give somebody up, you know, high enough up to where we are okay with it.
Radio show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Attorney General William Barr is set to face a contempt of Congress resolution. Now, this is the latest escalation in the showdown
over the release of the Mueller report. Republican Congressman from Georgia, Doug Collins, reminds Democrats,
this is 12 times, I'll put it in perspective for you, Harris, they're doing this 12 times faster than the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt. Over 460-something days before the Republicans held Eric Holder in contempt for not complying with subpoenas, we're looking at less than 43 days here.
President Trump is hosting the U.S. Military Academy football team at the White House on Monday, presenting the Commander-in-Chief's trophy to the Army Black Knights, who sealed the title with a win over Air Force.
Every time you enter the field, you prove that you are Army strong. You clinched the Commander-in-Chief's trophy in a hard-fought victory against Air Force.
This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Hispanic entrepreneurs are confident about their 2019 business outlook, according to the 2019 Bank of America Hispanic Small Business Owner Spotlight. A strong majority are planning for increased revenue, expansion, and long-term growth. However, low unemployment is creating obstacles for Hispanic business owners looking to recruit and retain talent. Elizabeth Romero, Small Business Executive at Bank of America.
Hispanic entrepreneurs are embracing a more confident outlook toward growth compared to their non-Hispanic peers. However, the ultra-competitive labor market has made hiring and retaining employees a significant challenge.
Optimism is also paving the way for future generations of Hispanic business owners. 34% of Hispanic entrepreneurs say their business has grown beyond their original vision, and 38% plan to pass their business on to their children. For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Last week we covered some stuff, and I didn't play the clips. And I want to play these clips and... I don't know how much we'll discuss them, but I at least want you to hear the different things that we were talking about. And I'm not trying to be a piker here and say, hey, let's... I just think that it's important for you. I mean, I'm talking all the time. We don't have many guests. And we will eventually when we get the show back into the format that I wanted. But I just want to give you some of the things that we talked about that we did not play the clips for so you have it in a bit, little bit better context. So here you go.
Sobering news on the city's homeless crisis. The number of people reliant upon shelters has gone up.
Tonight, more than 63,000 New Yorkers will sleep in homeless shelters. That's 10,000 more than were sleeping in shelters each night when Bill de Blasio took office in January of 2014.
The annual report from the Coalition for the Homeless gave failing grades on homeless prevention efforts to both Mayor de Blasio and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, saying de Blasio gets an F at failing to create sufficient housing for the homeless and his 2017 Turning the Tide program aimed at reducing the number of people dependent upon shelters made matters worse. The Advocates Report Card gave multiple F grades to Cuomo in the areas of housing voucher assistance, prevention, and meeting the unprecedented need for shelters. Areas that Policy Director Gisele Routhier says are well within his control.
With respect to the governor, again, political will, you know, we have the support of the Assembly and the Senate for home stability support, and we don't have the political backing of the governor, and that's extremely unfortunate, but that's a primary barrier to the grade that they're getting.
The coalition says more funds aimed at outreach and mental health treatment could also positively impact those who call the streets home.
For families, for single adults who have fallen into homelessness for a variety of reasons, we need to make sure that those resources are there and available to them, and we also need to make sure that the housing is there so that they're not stuck in shelters for years on years.
We reached out to both the offices of the mayor and the governor for their reaction to the coalition's findings. No one got back to us. Reporting from Midtown, Antoine Lewis, Fox 5 News.
This is the Kevin Jackson Show. That was a clip about New York homelessness, the fact that de Blasio is a failure, so is Andrew Cuomo, so was Bloomberg before them. The fact is most of these big cities are a cesspool of the problems that whatever problem America faces, it gets magnified exponentially in the city. And these people claim to be humanitarian, but you know what de Blasio is more concerned about? Illegals. He's more concerned about climate change. People are living on the street. They have mental health issues. They have all other kinds of issues. I mean, crime issues. Many of the things that are happening in New York are directly related to the now over 130,000 people that have slept in a homeless shelter in New York. It's a big city. I'll give you that. But that's a lot. That's a city within a city. You know, I mean, those are the people that don't have homes. What about the people who are barely in their homes, who are living paycheck to paycheck? What about the ones living in slums? I mean, the Blasio has many, many problems that are involving citizens of New York, and he doesn't want to address them. Leftism doesn't want to address them. They like these problems. They like managing a certain percentage of problems. If New York wanted to end homelessness, let me put it to you this way. This will make more sense. If I were the New York president or mayor, president, I'd look at all the empty space we have in the city. I would look at people that have dealt with homelessness in every one of these shelters, and I would say, we've got a vacant building that we want to make available to people who truly want to get off the street and get back. The city is going to fund these people just managing themselves. What is the homeless situation costing the city? It costs the city in its grandeur, what we call, goodwill. Is when we would talk about things in business, we would say there's a certain amount of goodwill. Coca-Cola is a brand, right? There's a certain amount of goodwill that comes with Coke. Coke has done a lot for charity. You look at their commercials, we like to teach the world to sing. People know that, right? That's not only branding, that's goodwill. They look at Coke as, oh, share a Coke and a smile. That's what New York should represent. The Big Apple, come here, there's lots of opportunity, blah, 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 blah. But it's not. It's like San Francisco used to represent the just amazing views and a place where you go. You know, I think of, I know it's not, Mary Tyler Moore was in San Francisco, but I think of her, you can turn the world on with your smile, you know, suddenly make things seem worthwhile. You know? Or who could turn the world on with a smile, right? That was the lyrics. You guys don't know, so let me start. So, but San Francisco is now the poop central of big cities. It's got a poop map. Okay? That's losing its goodwill. It's losing its stature. It's tarnishing the brand. And that's essentially where we are in New York. These people have just gone crazy. Another thing that we did last week, we talked about AOC, but we didn't play a clip. And here's another clip that we accidentally left out. I'll fall on the sword. It was me. I talked through it too much. But here's a clip on AOC and her fund run.
Hello, Congresswoman. Kevin Faison from the New York Post. How are you today?
Well, are you?
Good. A lot of people seem to think that this event was directly to benefit the Green New Deal, but and not to your campaign coffers. Do you think it was a little bit misleading? Most of the people I spoke with seemed to think that it was, that the money was going directly to benefit.
Any questions first before you?
Yeah, you got it.
Sorry?
I'll give you the contact. Right now, we're not taking any questions.
I know, but I'm allowed to ask questions.
A reporter from the New York Post, maybe he's getting in a little bit better shape. Welcome back. Kevin, what are y'all laughing at? You don't look like you're in that great shape. Look, you're huffing and puffing. I'll admit it. I need to get my butt back in the gym, but good, and I'm going to. I'm done with it. I got to lose 20 pounds. Yeah, but that was AOC's people. She doesn't want to answer the question about the money that she raised from her fund run and that she touted as a fund run, and it was supposed to be for global climate change. These people are milking global climate change. But speaking of which, Representative Thomas Massie, while we're on the subject of global climate change, he grilled John Kerry on it. So here's that exchange.
Secretary Kerry, I want to read part of your statement back to you. Instead of convening a kangaroo court, the president might want to talk with the educated adults he once trusted to fill his top national security positions. It sounds like you're questioning the credentials of the president's advisors currently, but I don't think we should question your credentials today. Isn't it true you have a science degree from Yale? What's that?
Bachelor of Arts degree.
Is it a political science degree?
Yes, political science.
So how do you get a Bachelor of Arts in a science?
Well, it's liberal arts education and degree. It's a bachelor.
Okay, so it's not really science. So I think it's somewhat appropriate that somebody with a pseudoscience degree is here pushing pseudoscience in front of our committee today. I want to ask you.
Are you serious? I mean, this is really serious happening here.
You know what? It is serious. You're calling the president's cabinet a kangaroo court. Is that serious?
I'm not calling his cabinet a kangaroo court. I'm calling this committee that he's putting together a kangaroo committee.
What are you saying, that he doesn't have educated adults there now?
I don't know who it has yet because it's secret.
Well, you said it in your testimony.
I love that, John Kerry. Get a little testy. Because his credentials are being questioned. How dare you? I went to Yale. I know. It's like Bill Nye, the science guy, has a master's degree in mechanical engineering, but he knows all about the cosmos and science and all this other stuff. Now, I'm not saying he's not a bright guy. I'm not saying that at all. But here's what I will tell you. He's a generalist. And when it comes to the cosmos, your guess is as good as theirs. I can tell you, look, I can give you song and dance on my engineering degree, the things that professors got wrong while I was in college that have been corrected, and they're still getting things wrong. They're still taking guesses at stuff because this is a complicated world put together by a God who is all-knowing. And I mean, we couldn't even begin to fathom what God knows. And here we have man that constantly believes he knows the weather. He knows the best way to where to put a marsh or to put a swamp or whatever. The best thing man can do is adjust to the natural order of things. That's the best thing he can do. You know hurricanes are going to hit the coast. So you can either not live there, build things that are hurricane resistant, because there's no such thing as hurricane proof, tornado resistant, shelters or what have you, but the nature is going to do what it does, and it is very, to me, egotistical of these leftists to believe that they can put a stop to all and figure it out when they're as dumb as they are. Number one, forget comparing them to God. They're dumb just comparing them to themselves. They're dumb compared to a fifth grader and just having common sense. Well, there you have it. A few clips that we didn't get to play last week. Wanted to use them for a reason, because I like to make sure we use the stuff. I think it's important you guys get to hear it. Anyway, we're going to talk about O'Rourke when we get
back. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
Love these stories that tell you how the Democrats try to pull the wool over your eyes, how they think they're getting to you. And this is a perfect one. Fake news and their pollsters. It's great fodder for us. And sadly, too many people get caught up in it. They don't understand how to look at it and go, wait a minute, that's just not the case, because you've been trained to dismiss your common sense. It's like, oh, hey, so what? I'm walking through Compton and there's six black dudes with their pants hanging down. It's 2 a.m. and I'm out on a stroll with my girl, right? And these guys all have gold teeth and, you know, they're out at 2 o'clock in the morning walking as a I don't know, let's call it a gang, and you decide that you're just, hey, fellas, what's up? Yeah, don't profile. Don't profile Compton. Don't profile six black teens walking in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. With their, you know, sagging in their teeth and the whole thing. And don't profile any of that, because if you do, well, then you're racist. There are many of you listening right now going, ooh, Kevin, hold on a minute, man. Don't make it black. Don't make it Compton. I'll make it whatever I want to make it. I can make it the barrio. Yeah, you're at 2 a.m., you're in the barrio, and a gang of six Mexicans that are, you know, walking around with their pit bulls at 2 a.m., and you're like, hey, just out for a stroll with my girl. You know, hey, what's up, Essies? Yeah, that's going to go well for you, right? I mean, people these days want you to essentially abandon common sense and go, okay, if I do that, if I profile that way, it's bad news. You better learn to profile. You know how to profile. And what are you no longer going to be able to profile one day? You go into the grocery store and you say, I'd like some chicken. And are you mocking black people? You can't own, you don't you dare get chicken. Okay, I'll have the ham. The ham? You must be a Muslim hater. Well, you know, eventually it's going to get to something as ridiculous as that. Oh, I know. Don't believe me. Yeah, well, guess what? They're taking food out of high school, out of school systems all over the country because it doesn't meet the standards for Muslims. They're saying there's no more pork, there's no more hot dogs, and all these other things. That's how crazy it is. We talked the other day about in New York, de Blasio is blaming hot dogs for global warming, for goodness sake. Oh, hot dogs are made from cows, and cows are very flatulent, and as we know, we can't have a bunch of farting cows. It's ruining the world. That's how ridiculous things have become in that regard. By the way, we're going to do a profile on global climate change, a show. Just on global climate change, well, at least an hour, and just show you the level of nonsense that has come from that theory of global climate change. And they did something very interesting. They made it about now. They decided, you know what? We can't keep selling the future. In 10 years, the polar ice caps will be gone. In 20 years, and then it comes and it doesn't happen. So now they say, it's impacting us now. It's happening right now. The seas are changing. This is going on. We got to do something right now. And if we don't do it now, then it ain't going to matter. It ain't going to matter in a year. It ain't going to matter in 2 years. If we don't stop it right now, that's the way they're selling it. Because you know why? It's like I talked about it the other day. Every time they push it out and it gets there and nothing happens, then people start, they lessen the argument. But if they give it a sense of urgency, then suddenly people go, man, if we don't do something right now, we're not even going to have any time. AOC put 12 years on it. Well, you know what? We got to wait. Now we got to wait and see. And you know what's going to happen in 12 years? Let me just tell you. Let me tell you what's going to happen in 12 years. You and I may not be here, but they're going to be human beings still on the planet, I'm betting, and they're going to be still talking about global climate change. The 12 years will come and go. Go to the 13th year. It'll still be here. This planet will be here, and the likelihood of people being here is pretty good. Even though we got measles and mumps and scabies and rabies and rubella and all that and Ebola, all of it's still floating around out there. But we're still going to be here. But they're still going to be talking about the urgency of it. See, they're never going to leave the urgency anymore, because the urgency is where they get their money. Anyway, that's not even what I wanted to talk about. I was talking about O'Rourke. Yeah, good fodder. See, the media still thinks we give a crap about their opinions. But as I've said on this show many, many times, and I even said it earlier in this broadcast, there's not a Democrat that's been born that can beat Donald Trump. People are, Kevin, what about Michelle Obama? Scared of Michelle Obama. Y'all should be ashamed of yourselves. One of the most fake people on the planet. There is nothing to be afraid of with Michelle Obama. Let her run. Really? To showcase fear, well, she's black and she's a woman and you know her. Yeah, she's black and she's a woman. And you know what Trump will do? Trump will trounce her. Michelle Obama's smarter than her husband. She's smart enough to know stay out of politics. You've been there. You've done it. It's not going to get any better. Joe Biden was too stupid. But then there are the ingenues, the O'Rourkes and the Buttigieg and all those guys, right? They think they got a shot. Why? Because the Democrat is at its weakest point. So here's what we got. We got a poll that says O'Rourke is the most likely to beat President Trump if he were to win the nomination. It's a CNN SSRS poll. I don't know what CNN and SSRS got paid, but here's what they said. 52% of registered voters said they would vote for O'Rourke if he were running against Trump. 52 versus, I guess, 48 for President Trump. Here's what they also said. Former VP Joe Biden and independent Senator Bernie Sanders came in a close second and third with 51 and 50, respectively. So, in other words, O'Rourke, he's jumped the other two. Now, I want you to understand, O'Rourke's polling, I don't know what, you know, officially what it is at this moment, but at the time of this report, it was probably something like Joe Biden 24, Bernie Sanders 22 or 20 something. And then everybody drops down from there. Buttigieg was coming in at like 13 or something. And then everybody else is under 10. It's like 7, 8, and O'Rourke had fallen off to, I don't even think he was 4. He might be 5th or 6th. And he's in like 8%. But when it comes to beating Trump, suddenly he's the man. And he leapfrogs Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders. They said of the 6 Democratic candidates the survey polled, 5 earned more percent of respondents' vote than Trump. 47% of registered voters say they would vote for Elizabeth Warren if she were up against Trump. 48% said they would vote for the incumbent. So Trump beats Warren. Of the 1,001 registered voters, blah, 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 33%, I love this part, 33% describe themselves as Democrats, 26% are Republicans, and 41% say they identify for another political party. So just in that part of the polling in and of itself, it's already got a 7% leaning towards the Democrats. And then 41% of independents. Now, independents, supposedly, I mean, I'm seeing 72% are swinging towards the Republicans. Yet in this poll, the independents support O'Rourke and everybody else above Trump, which that's not what the other polling shows. But I don't even care what the numbers are. It just doesn't matter. Forget the margin of error, which they say is 3.8%. Okay, if that's the case, it means that not only could they be wrong about O'Rourke almost 4%, so instead of 52, he might be at 48. It means that they've miscalculated Trump, so instead of 48, he could be at 52. So this poll could be flipped. But it's worse than that. This poll isn't, if you really want to know what Trump would do against O'Rourke, it would be something along the lines of 63 to 37. Just to be blunt. So I want you to understand, when you see these polls, this is what you're getting. But now let me explain the bigger story under the poll. It's an O'Rourke puff piece. So here's what it goes on to say. O'Rourke gained name recognition in the 2018 midterms when he attempted to unseat Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Despite earning celebrity endorsements, including from singer Beyonce Knowles and a national news coverage, O'Rourke was unsuccessful in his run against Cruz. But even though he's unsuccessful, doesn't mean he can't beat Trump. But let's look at the breadcrumbs. So Trump beat Cruz badly. Cruz beat O'Rourke. But this poll has Robert, the guy who fed his wife a crap sandwich, and I'm not kidding, go look it up. He can beat Trump. Does anybody believe that a former rocker-turned-hacker professional grifter is the front runner of the Democrats in any poll whatsoever? Do you? O'Rourke is off the rails. His campaign is off the rails. He fired his staffers. He's obviously, and I think he brought on some former Obama staffers, but he's paying people to do these fake polls. This is when you know you've reached the end.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.